Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
Let's talk about the newcomers. I mentioned Ivy Wolf. I have it here. Of course, she's the transfer from Miami of Ohio. She averaged 17 points a game last year, was 38% on threes, 90% from the foul line. Tell us what you see about her and what got you to get her to come.
Ivy's special. Her recruiting was very it's very interesting. She went into the portal. Her AAU coach is now the head basketball coach at my high school. So he called and he said, hey, she went in. I did not know who Ivy Wolf was because it was not, you know, you hear a lot of, hey, this person's going. Nobody knew that Ivy Wolf was going into the portal. She was very mature in how she handled it, and you'll see that play out in her career in the next 2 years. You'll say, I totally understand. But he called and said, hey, she's in the portal, you know, and I looked at my husband. And I was just like, man, as a kid, she's at Miami. She's from Minster. You know, we kind of need a combo guard, another guard, because Sydney's not going to do a Kobe year. And he said, what's her name? I said, Ivy Wolf. He went, the Ivy Wolf? And I'm like, what's so, like, yeah, her name was Ivy Wolf. He was like, the one to play for this particular AAU program, my AAU program, when I was growing up. And I was just like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's her, just knowing her high school coach. And she torched this team, you know, this his team, this highly touted team of kids who went to Connecticut, and one's at Texas A&M, and one's going to Illinois, and all these really good players. She's like, she had like 30. She killed us, you know. I'll never forget a name like that. I know she's got blonde hair, and she can shoot it. I mean, he, like, went crazy, and my husband's an introvert, and, you know, he only gets excited about basketball. He kind of keeps to himself. So I was like, okay, maybe I need to really look at this Ivy Wolf. So I send it out, and, of course, we're like, man, and everybody in the Dayton area, because where she's from, is like, you got to get Ivy Wolf, you know. And so we brought her on campus, and honestly, I didn't think she would come. We had a great conversation. It'd be interesting when you interview her, you know.
I'm going to try to.
I stayed on the phone with her for a long time, and it was kind of like, I didn't want to like her. You know, I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I was on the phone with a kid for an hour. That's, like, not my thing, you know. And the next day, I was just talking. She decided to take one of her visits with us, and she took it, and we were at Brio at the Green, and I'm thinking she's got all Power Fives after this. She's, you know, we got our hands full, and she commits. And I just, like, couldn't believe it, you know. And now she's here, and she's a special kid, you know, like, she does little things to bring the team together. She, like, in practice the other day, I kicked Anika out the drill. Oh, no, we were playing. And get off. We had an inter-squad scrimmage. Get off. You're tired in 1 minute. Get off. That's my little freshman guard. There's a timeout. We're down one. It's the fourth quarter. It's the end of the game. I said, give me five people out here who want to win this game, right? And we're playing. Now, last year in this game, we lost by like 30. I'm not going to lie. Our practice game, we got milliwopped. And so I was like, okay, this is not bad. We're only down by a little bit. Ivy goes, you know, Des and Nani goes, okay, we want Ivy on the floor. And they put their five together. And Ivy looks at Danica and goes, you go out there. You go out there. Now, I didn't know this happened. Kalisha's watching it, and you go out there. Don't you know, Danica, my little freshman guard, goes. They try to trap her. She splits the screen, goes up for a layup, and one wins the game. do you know how much trust and respect she has for Ivy Wolf? Because she, she believed in her. She comes in the gym. She delivers passes to Nani Smith, and Nani's catching them and finishing. I mean, Nani's probably right now one of our top two players on the team right now. She's just functioning at a very high level. She's got a year under her belt. She's killing it. But a lot of this is generated by this kid and how she moves with the team. Where she says, the responsibility was one time we had a huddle and Nani came to the huddle and said, my point guard's missing too many layups. They leave. Ivy Wolf's doing full court layups. You know, how you respond, I tell them that all the time. How you respond to people means everything. You gain respect. And she has so much respect so quickly, it's almost scary.
I remember last year you said that the team was very quiet, introverted.
Not anymore.
Ivy is the opposite of that?
You know what? When you first meet her, you will assume that she's a little bit more of an introvert. She's one of those kids that have to warm up to you, and she's a reader of people, you know? She's got, like, 50 different jobs. She sells Cutco knives. She's, you know, in a sorority. She's, you know, going to be interning with our marketing department and donors, and she's just got her hands in a lot of things, and she's got all A's and B's, and she's got all that happening, but she's just, I don't know what to say. Like, Ivy's just a special kid, and when you meet her, you need to interview her. You need to have a couple questions ready.
Oh, I'll be ready for her. Believe me, I'm excited about that. All right, let's talk about, you mentioned Janika Lightbourne. Let's talk about her. What have you seen from her so far, and what are her expectations coming into the season?
I think Danica has improved the most out of all the freshmen since she's been here. Danica went to boarding school for 4 years in Georgia and was never allowed to play AAU because her parents didn't live in the country, so they couldn't sign off. So she's played on a bad team, 40 minutes of basketball, lost a lot, and she's this freak athlete who's really skilled, who knows the game of basketball a little bit more than, you know, we even thought she did, and comes out, and I coach her hard. Remember, she's a freshman. I said, get her off the court. Sub her off. She's tired. Get her out. Get her out. I don't care who you put in. Get her out. She's horrible. She comes back in. Proves me wrong. I did the same thing yesterday, but it was Destiny's fault. Usually you do it the other way around. You blame the seniors for what the freshmen do. It's like, when Destiny and Ivy mess up, it's your fault. Get her out. It wasn't my fault. Destiny's like, it was kind of my fault, coach. I was like, all right, you got 10 more seconds. Go back in. I don't care. I'm just keep you on edge. And that kid responds. She gives me her best 3 minutes that she's ever given me. And so she's a freak athlete. She can grab the rim, and she's 5'8". She defends at a high rate. She's just learning how to keep that up. Great mid-range, great finisher, quick to the rim, and a great kid. When she meets you, she's going to say, good afternoon, sir. She will never not say that. Good afternoon. How are you? Good evening. How are you, sir? Very, very respectful. Just a great kid, high-character kid.
I'll get to Lauren Pallotta next, but I did have a question. I was thinking about while you're giving me your last answer. So do you coach the freshmen differently than the upperclassmen?
I coach everybody differently. I can't even.
So you know the person's personality, and you know how to press the button. You need to yell at them a certain time, if you need to back off, if you need to put your arm around them.
Absolutely. That's like I won't coach them. Like Lauren Pallotta, I don't know yet. So I don't coach her the way I could. Riley Rismiller, I know. Everybody else I know. Shannon, I still was figuring out, and it's funny because Shannon last week said, coach, you figured me out. So I hope I did. You know, you kind of got to give and take, but I'm very adamant about it. If you call my assistant coaches right now, they will say, she's going to ask you, how does she learn? How do you motivate her? If not, shut up until you figure that out. That's our job, you know? So I know with Nani, I have to literally scream. And to someone else, it's like, oh, my gosh, you're doing that. But to Nani, it's like cranking her engine. It's like getting gas. This nice, good, cheap $2.99 gas we're getting experience right now. You are putting some gasoline fuel on that fire with her. With Mariah, as soon as she thinks she has it, I got to throw something else extra at her. If not, she will get a little comfortable. I got to keep her on edge. Dez and Ivy, they kind of do the right thing most of the time. If I get into them, they're going to go overboard. You know, I say, Ivy, you're not putting enough pressure on the ball. She takes a charge. You know, like, they respond quickly, but they want it so much. It's hard with those type of kids. The young kids, I get on them just to create a little bit of pressure. This is not an easy sport. We don't play it without any pressure. There's a lot of pressure, so I like to apply that and practice as much as I can to prepare so games are a lot easier.
So I know you say, Lauren Pallotta, you haven't really gotten to know her personally. personality, but yeah. Give us your thoughts of what you've seen from her in practice for the first 2 weeks on the court.
Lauren is a perfectionist. Those are the hardest ones to figure out. They're a lot easier to coach later in life, later in their career, a lot tougher earlier because they put so much on themselves before you can even get to them. And sometimes they don't know where to release that. So for her, I know she gets herself riled up about everything. Her grade, she's the fourth along. She's got three older siblings. They all went to, and she's the last one, and she's the one that wants to prove it the most. And so, and yes, I do think about all that. She's going to be really good. Lefty, can finish left and right, can shoot it. High basketball IQ, almost plays as if she's playing hockey at times. She reminds me a lot of if Lindsey Whalen was a wing, because she just glides. Extreme athlete, can finish high. She might be the third or fourth athletic kid on our team as far as how smooth she can play. Great balance. She's going to be really, really good for us. So another great kid, really good grades. She'll bring a lot of people down from Jackson. It's a basketball space, and her dad was an athlete. Her siblings are athletes, so I'm excited about her. I'm still just trying to – I figured her out. I just got to know how to push her.
Sasha Cleveland, she was on the roster last year. She didn't play, so I'll group her in with the newcomers.
Yeah.
First of all, medically, how she's doing, and then what you've seen from her so far.
Just starting to hit her stride. She had a couple things set her back here and there, something that had nothing to do with her knee. She ran into someone, and she couldn't see for a little bit. So she's had some setbacks, but right now I have her playing on both teams, our practice team and our regular team, just to get her reps, because she's going on year two without playing live basketball. In the summer, we do more training. We don't do a lot of 5-on-5. So this is our first month really doing 5-on-5 in almost 2 years. Her surgery was January. So I'm just trying to get her rhythm back. There's times where she's off. There's times where she still doesn't trust the knee. Her knee is perfectly fine. So that's kind of state she is. She's shooting the ball extremely well. Super high basketball IQ. Passes the ball. Well, we got to get her defensively ready. We got to get her pace ready. And really, it's just her timing.
Riley Riss-Miller, 6'4", 1,309 points, cold water. Obviously, when I saw her, I immediately said 6'4", and I was excited about that.
You stopped there?
I stopped there, yes. So, we don't know, of course, at this point how much playing time all these newcomers are going to get. You don't even know that, I'm sure. But a synopsis of her.
Riley's, how can I explain Riley? As Daryl would say, she's Rick Smits.
He played for the Indiana Pacers. Not bad.
Yeah, they don't know, they can Google it. That's the best thing about today. Super skilled. She's got a little fadeaway jumper. She's got multiple finishes at the rim. She passes with her right and left hand. Nani, I think, has done a great job of Nani's a pace setter. She runs. She has the most exertions when we look at our numbers that Coach Caitlin, our strength and conditioning coach, keeps. She exerts more energy than anybody else in practice. And because she does it, Riley Riss-Miller thinks she can do it. So it's not, we don't just have one person getting rim runs now. Riley's getting rim runs and pancakes us when we get down there and post up. And her one-on-one game in the post is pretty spectacular. She can get her shot off on the guy. She has great footwork. She has impeccable touch, right and left hand. You just don't really see a lot of freshmen come in with the packages she has. And then she can shoot it. The one thing, she was a long two-point shooter. she's a kid that comes up to high post and doesn't think about it. She lets it go. She comes to three-point line, catch, one dribble, pull up. Kalisha's like, oh my God. She's salivating at this point about Riley. But I think the biggest positive about Riley is she's so focused and wants it so bad, and she's a great kid, and she's a great follower. She'll take things from Mariah and them pull her in on things. She really watches Nani and how tough she is, and that's what she wants. Her favorite, she came in today with Asia Wilson jersey. That's her favorite player. And if you're going to have that jersey on, you better be tough, tenacious, go through people, and that's the part that she really wants to pull from. But from a skill standpoint, she's got it all. She's got a full package.
I was going to say, so when you scrimmage, she going up against Mariah, which should make her a better player. Are they like working, banging in the post?
Yeah, I don't know if she's a banger quite yet. I wouldn't say that. She's more of a skilled kid. Mariah's a banger, but she pulls Mariah out. That's where she wins the game. She can shoot to three. She can put on four. She can finish over Mariah, right, through her, get a foul. Mariah's going to try to go through her, you know. So it's great to see them play against each other. It's also great to see them sub in for each other, you know, because you got Mariah, this power, this irky-jerky kid, you know, that's a force in the middle, and then you bring in this kid that faces up and shoots it. Also can go through your chest, can drive it, just a little bit more versatility. So it's fun to have two different looks in that space.
The Halftime Program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.